Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Ayin Ches. We will begin in Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Hahu Gavad Zar Gittel Advisa. There was somebody who threw a get to his wife. Have a kind of a chotzer, and the woman was standing in the chotzer. Ozel Gittel Nafav Apisla. The get fell on a piece of wood that was in the chotzer. Amar Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef said, Chazinen, we need to pay attention. Ihavya Abba Amis al Abba Amis. If that piece of wood takes up 4 amos by 4 amos, Polalei Rishusoi Lenafshei, it's considered an independent area in the Chotzer. And since it's considered an independent area in the Chotzer, so the halach is the get wouldn't be a good get. Viloi, but if it isn't that large, it's considered all one rishus, and since it's considered all one rishus, the get is considered a valid get. Ask the Gemara, but mayaskinen. Ask the Gemara, let's analyze the story. If we're going to say that it's in her chotzer, so says the Gemara, why should it make a difference if it's dalet amos or not? It's all part of her chotzer, and anything that's in her chotzer is hers. Ella, we have to be speaking, say we're talking about chotzer today. It's his chotzer. Says the Gemara, ki lo yahava arba amos mayhava. Even if it isn't dalet amos, we've been learning that the get is only a valid get if it's thrown into her chotzer, not into his chotzer. Answers the Gemara, letzricha. The way we have to understand the braisa, says the Gemara, the story is dorsh lamakal, that she doesn't have her own place, and he gave her a place in his chotzer where the get could be put down, and it'll be considered as if the get was put in her chotzer. So if the place that the get fell is the place that he designated, of course. But if it's on the piece of wood, that isn't the place that he gave her. Because says the Gemara, the chad makam mushli inchi, a person designates a place in his chotzer for the wife that she should be able to take the get. Trei mekaymus, but he designated one specific spot. Trei mekaymus, he did not designate Suffolk, a different place, and that wasn't given to her, and therefore if the get fell in that place, it would not be considered a valid get. Furthermore, says the Gemara, V'loi Maron, Ela D'loi Gvoya Asara, that if the piece of wood is not 10 tefachim tall, Ava Gvoya Asara, if the piece of wood is 10 tefachim tall, Ava Gav D'loi Arba Amis, even if it isn't 4 amis in length and width, the fact that it's 10 tefachim tall is enough to make it into a separate place. Furthermore, v'loy maron, adeles l'shem levai. It doesn't have its own name. It's just called a piece of wood. Avel is l'shem levai, if it has a special name attached to it, so it gives it its own significance, and therefore, avagav d'loy gavaya, sorry, even if it's not 10 tefachim tall, v'avagav d'loy hava arba amis, and even if it's not 4 amos by 4 amos, it's a separate place. It's not the place the husband gave her, and therefore it would not be a valid get. So we learned in the Mishnah, afilu hi ima b'mita, if somebody throw a get to his wife, they're in the same home, they're even in the same bed, but it's his home, it's not a good get. Amar Rava Elo Shonal b'mita shaloi, in his bed. Ava mita shaloi, if the bed belongs to her, megureshes. And says the Gemara Tanya Nami Hochi, Rabbi Lezer Omer b'mita shaloi ain't a megureshes. If the bled belongs to him, it will not be a valid get. But mita shaloi, if it's her bed, megureshes. So the Gemara assumes that the reason if the get is thrown into her bed, it's megureshes, because it's her keli, it's her bed in the property of the husband. And this is a big discussion, asked the Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra. And that is the subject of Mita Shalom Megureshes. Ask the Gemara, why is this not considered a situation of Kalev Shaloi Keach Breshus Meichahu, that if I have something that belongs to me in your property, who is considered, and something is put into those Kalim, would that be considered a valid Kinyan? Shmam Ino, from our Gemara it seems that the Kalev Shaloi Keach, it's her bed, in his rishus is considered valid. And the Rishonim Masechta Baba Basra discuss what is the issue of Kelev Shelokech Brishus Moicha? The Rashbam says that if I have my Keli in your Rishus, does my Keli in your Rishus still maintain its independent identity because it's my Keli? Or the fact that it's in your Rishus, it becomes part of your Rishus and it loses its independent identity? Tosfos has a different explanation. Tosfos says, when someone lets me put my Kelim in his Rishus, what does that mean when he lets me put my Kelim in his Rishus? So Tosfos suggests that what it means is that you are saying to me that the place that where your Kelim is, I'm giving you ownership on that place. Is that what it means? If that's what it means, then my Kelim can make a kinyan for me even in your Rishus. Or that is not what is automatically included. And if that is not automatically included, then the halach is that my kelim cannot be koina in your rishus. Our Gemara seems to be teaching us, as the Gemara, that kelim shalakech rishus meicher is valid. And says the Gemara lo tzricha. The case that the bed is talking about is the gevaya sora. The bed is 10 tefachim tall. And since the bed is 10 tefachim tall, the halach is that for sure, that certainly you gave me, I have my independent ownership. Ask the Gemara, but even if you have a bed that's 10 tefachim tall, the legs of the bed, vikam makam kari, the legs of the bed are in that person's property. So we're back to our original question. Answers, the Gemara, amakam kari lekapti inchi. People aren't particular about the place of the legs because they don't really take up that much room. And here too, we have a machlokes rishonim, how to learn this Gemara. Is this that people are never particular if it's just taking up a small amount of room? That's one way of understanding the Gemara. The other way of understanding the Gemara is that only a husband and a wife, the case that we're discussing in our Gemara, there is no kpeda. In other cases, there may be a kpeda. L'toy chekoi, we learned in the Mishnah, l'toy chekoi, l'toy chalsa, if the get was thrown into her lap or into her basket, megreshes. But again, ask the Gemara Mai, why would that be fine? The Kelev Shelokech Brishus Meicher, she's sitting in his house, and if she's sitting in his house, why is there no problem when he threw the get into her basket? Answers the Gemara, a number of turutzim. First, how does the Gemara suggest? Is Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kohen Shasa Teluy Ba. The basket is attached to her. And since the basket is attached to her, that makes it like to put the get not into a separate area, but it's put into her. It's being given to her, it's being put on her herself. The basket is attached to her. Another teretz, Rishim and Lakish Omar, Shura, if it's attached, Abishena Tuluya. It doesn't, even as long as the basket is attached to her, it's considered as if it's on her. Even it's not completely on her, even if it's dragging on the floor. The place that she's sitting on, the way to learn the Gemara is that the place that she's sitting on is considered hers. And since the place that she's sitting on is considered hers, so therefore, when the get is thrown to her, it's in her property. Here the Gemara, and here too the Rishonim discuss, that does that mean whenever I'm sitting in your property, that becomes my property? So some say yes. As long as you're allowing me to sit on your property, it is mine. Others say, of course, that's not true. The case here is talking about, the case that we're speaking about here is a wife. By wife, that is self-understood, that the husband gives the wife the place where she sits in his property becomes hers. The husband sells kalsos. And what does that mean? So there are many different pshatim in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim explain that the husband, that since this is a place of baskets, the husband lets any basket, anybody can put a basket there, and the place where the basket is becomes that person's. A very big chiddush. Another pshat is that the husband is happy to have his wife's basket there. And I saw two pshatim. One pshat is, since this person sells baskets, the more baskets that there are in his showroom, it'll be better for his business. Or if somebody's going to want to buy that basket, he'll be happy to let somebody buy that basket. He'll replace the wife's basket with something else. And therefore, he gives the wife the ownership of that basket area. Rabbi Yaichan Amar, Makam Cheki Kaneloi, Makam Kalsa Kaneloi. Wherever a person puts himself down, whoever puts his basket down, becomes theirs. Because Amar Rava, my time, Rabbi Yochanan, Lefisha ain't other makbid, lay al makam chekoi, vlay makam kaltoi. A person is not makbid on the place where his basket is and the place where the person sits. That's all understood as part of them. What's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan's pshat and the other pshatim? Because in all the other pshatim, we had to explain that there were specific circumstances that made it. Here we're explaining that this is halacha for every human being, everybody that comes into your property, where you sit and where you pat your basket becomes your area. And Tanya Namehachi says the Gemara we learned in the Braisa, Zorak l'alotoy cheiko, l'alotoy kalso, l'alotoy kol dovish u'kikalto, mugureshes. Says the Gemara, kol dovish u'kikalto l'suya mai, what was meant with that? L'suya taska dachal by tamri. If she has a small bag that she has food in, the halacha is in all these cases that and you threw the get into that, that's going to be considered a valid get. Our Gemara and our Shurim, our two Shurim, have taught what is considered a person's chotzer. And this question comes up in a number of situations. One is somebody was going on a bus, and on the bottom of the bus there's the area for the baggage. And somebody put something into the baggage area. And now, as the bus was driving, whatever happened, the baggage area opened up, and this person's suitcase fell out, and got lost, it got ruined. And the question is, who is the owner of that area? And that's the question that we're learning in our Gemara. Because the question in our Gemara is, that when somebody is given permission to put something down in somebody else's space, what does that permission entail? Does that permission entail that it becomes my space? If I was given permission to put something down there, like Al Gemara is teaching us, if the woman is given permission to put her kalta down, to put a basket down, that becomes her area. So here too, if a person was given permission to put something into the baggage compartment, that becomes his area. And if something happened, it happened from his own space, and he cannot be held responsible. If we ever say that that is not the way to understand the permission that you have to put something into a baggage area, then if something would happen to the baggage area, it would be considered to happen in somebody else's property, and maybe that person is considered as if he did damage to you, and he should be held, therefore, responsible. Similar question would come up where I saw Shaila, where somebody was sitting on the bus and the person sitting next to him forgot something. And he was the first person to identify it. And of course, he did not know the person who left it there. And it was also something that doesn't have any simonim. And therefore, there is no din of Hashavas Aveda. There is no din of returning something that's lost given these conditions. And the question that comes up is, now, who does it belong to? The person who found it, the person who was sitting right next to it, says it belongs to me. I was the first one that found it. The bus driver or the owner of the bus says it belongs to me because the bus belongs to me. And there, the question is really much different than the question that we just discussed. And the reason is, in this case, in the case that we discussed a moment ago, so we can make an argument, as the Gemara just actually did, that wherever I'm given permission to put something down, the halacha makes that into my area. How long does the halacha make that into my space? As long as I'm using that space. But in this case, yes, as long as this passenger was sitting on the bus, the seat that he sat on will say becomes his. But here, this passenger got off the bus. Once this passenger got off the bus, that space reverts back to the ownership. That space reverts back to the ownership of the bus, driver of the bus. And therefore, there maybe everybody would agree that it can't be kept by the person who found it. It reverts back to the bus owner. The same question comes up when speaking about the kalim of somebody else in my property. And that is the question, people leave pushkas, kupas stucker, in other people's home. And the question, and that is the situation of kalev shalkaina brishus moicher. And the question is, what would happen if something happened to that pushka? If we'll say that when I let a yeshiva or whatever institution leave something in my space, it becomes theirs. And if I cause that it should be lost, then I will be held responsible. But if it never became their space, it's my space, maybe I should not become responsible. The same question I saw the Paiskim discuss. What happens if there's a soda machine, a snack machine in the Rishus HaRabim, and somebody finds money in the soda machine? The question is, who does the money belong to? Does it belong to the person who found it, or does it belong to the person who owns that soda machine? Says the Mishnah, Amalei, if the husband said to the wife, he was giving his wife a get, but instead of telling her what he's giving her a get, this is a get, he said to her, Kinsi Shtachavze, this document I'm giving you is a loan document. Oy, Shematasa Mecharev. She found the get behind the husband, the Gemara will explain, and she didn't know that the document that she found is a get, and she took it. Kara, and then when she starts to read the document, she discovers Varehu Gita, that this is a get. Ain't a get. In all these cases, says the Mishnah, it's not a valid get. Ach Yoimela, until he tells her, Hare Gitach. It has to be your get. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Ebenezer Simen Kuf Lamed Vav Sif Aleph, that when a husband gives his wife a get, he's supposed to say, Ha Gitach, this is your get, Vare at Muteris L'Chaladam. And now you're allowed to marry anyone else. Nosim B'yada, if somebody gives the get to a wife while he is Shana, she's sleeping, and now Ni'ura, she wakes up, V'kaira, and she starts to read the get, and she sees that Vare Geta, and she sees that this is a get, the halacha is, ain't a get, it's not a valid get, Ach Yomela, until the husband specifically tells her, Hagitech, this is your get. Why is not a good get while she's sleeping? Some say because while a person's sleeping, they're not considered a bardas. And therefore, just like we've learned many times, that somebody who's not a bardas, a chereshoit v'katan, are not individuals can receive a get. So such an individual, such a woman, cannot receive a get. Other explain that, as we discussed in our previous year, the get has to be protected. Like we learned, if you put a get into a chotzer, it has to be a chotzer amishtameris. And if somebody's sleeping, it's not considered a chotzer amishtameris. And in fact, Ramah says that let's say the get was given to her while she was sleeping, and then she wakes up and picks up the get. It wouldn't help, because as we've been learning and will continue learning, for nosam biyada, the get has to be put into her hand. Here she took the get. And as we're going to learn, in a case where she picks up the get from the floor, it's not a valid get. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said that if she found the get behind him and then she takes it, it isn't a get until he tells her hagitech. But it seems that as soon as he says hagitech, it will be a good get. But why would that be? Haven't we just learned? Ask the Gemara. Chi amalo hagitech mahavi. Why, if he just said hagitech, will it be fine? Havle, why is this not considered a circumstance of tli gitech mi al gabi karka, where the husband tells the wife, pick up the get from the floor? Vomer Rav, and Rav taught us that tli gitech mi al gabi karka, if a husband tells a wife, pick up the get from the floor, loyama klum, it's not a valid way of giving a get. Because as we've been learning, the Torah requires v'nosim biyadai. Answers the Gemara, sheshofasa miyadai. The get was between his belt and his pants, and she pulled it out from there. Says the Gemara, still, shofasonami, even if she pulled it out, habina v'nosim biyada, we're still lacking in the requirement of Nasim biyado. So even if it isn't tli giteich, explained the Mefarshim, it's still lacking in v'nasim biyado. Answers the Gemara. Shof sonami. Ask the Gemara. Shof sonami. Abin v'nasim biyado v'leka. Answers the Gemara. Lo tzricha darg lecharitze. That the husband had to manipulate himself, maneuver himself, in order that she should be able to get the get. And therefore, and then she only was able, shall we say, to pull it out. So it is involved his activity. And since it's involved his activity, that's why it's considered like v'nasim biyada. Tanya nami hochi. Says the Gemara, we learned in a braisa, amala kinshishtar chavzer, sheshovsa mechara. He told her, this get, he didn't want to say it's a get, he said it's a loan document. And then shovsa mechara, karasa, and she reads a very get, and she discovers it's a get. And a get, achi yamal ha gitech, divi rebbe. Shimon ben Loza Oima, loyal man a get, achi yit lenam amenu, he has to take it back, v'yachs v'yit nenala, and give it to her properly, v'yoymala ha-gitech, and at that time say ha-gitech. So we see from here, the Tanakhama holds that shofchisra me'achayrav is adequate, Rav Shimon Gamliel requires a full-fledged mesina. Nosna b'yoda, we learned in the Braisa, says the Gemara. We learned in this Braisa, Nosna b'yoda, if the get was put into her hand, for he is shein and she's sleeping, Niara, she wakes up, a kara, and she reads it, Vareyu Gita, and she discovers that he dropped the get on her, ain't a get, it's not a valid get. Achi yemelo hagitech devi Rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel oimer, Rav Shimon Elozo oimer, achi lenemano, he has to take it back, v'yachs v'itnenelo and give it to her, v'yemelo hagitech. Says the Gemara, so we have had the same machloikis twice. And why was it necessary? V'tzricha. Dietma v'hach kamaisa, if we only had the first case, v'hi kama Rebbe, that's where Rebbe said that you don't have, he doesn't have to repeat the entire act of giving it and taking it back. Because at least at the time this was all taking place, she was awake, and she was a woman who was capable of receiving a get. If you put the get into her hand where she's sleeping, that at that moment she's not a person that could be receive a get, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah. That he too would agree that you have to repeat the entire act. And if we only had the story of sleeping, we would think, that's where Shimon Elazar requires that everything be redone. In the case of Kinsi Shtar Chayv Zeh, Eimem Moidele L'Rebbe, maybe he'll agree to Rebbe that Sholfasa is enough, Tzricha. Amarava, Kasla Get, if somebody wrote a get, for Unos Tabiyat Avda, and he gave the get into the hands of her servant. Yoshin, if the Eved was sleeping or Meshamrita, and she is watching him, hareza get. It's a valid get. Because the Gemara is assuming that it's no different than putting the get into a chatzar. The Eved of the woman is like the chatzar of the woman, and therefore it'll be a valid get. Near, but if the Eved is up, ain't a get, it's not a valid get. Davele chatzar meshamer shloi ledata. The Eved is an independent person, and he's not under her control. And since he's not under her control, so it's not considered, even if she does have control over this Eved, and she's the owner of the Eved, but it's not Chotza Meshameres Ladato. And since it's not a Chotza Meshameres Ladato, it's not a very get. Says the Gemara, Yoshin or Meshamrita, if she's sleeping and she's watching, Mare's a get, Amai, why, ask the Gemara, will it be considered a valid get? It still should not be considered a good chotzer, because it's a chotzer hamalachas. And the Gemara, Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Tesom Beis, teaches us that chotzer hamalachas loy kana. Says the Gemara, V'chi teima, and if you'll say, he's not considered a chotzer mechalachas, because Yosh and Shani, because he's sleeping, ask the Gemara, Vama Rava, doesn't Rava over there, Masechta Baba Metzia, teach us that kosh ilam halach lekana. Anything that if he was able to walk, anything which is a chatz malachis, is not kana, even if at this moment when you want it to be kana, it's oymi v'yoshiv, it's stationary, it's not considered like kana. And the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara is because the reason we want it to be an effective kinyan is because we want it to be a chatzer. And a chatzer mahalachis is not considered a valid chatzer. Says the Gemara, Hilchasa, we have to say that the get was speaking about a case, bekofus, that the eved is tied up. And since he's tied up, he's not a chotzim aleches. And there's a machloikus rishonim, when the Gemara says here that if he's tied up, he's not a chotzim aleches, how to understand what the Gemara means. Does the Gemara mean that the Gemara is moving away from the requirement that he be sleeping? As long as he's kofus, as long as he's tied up, he's not a chotzim aleches. That's the opinion of some rishonim. Other rishonim say that the Gemara is not retracting from what it said. The Gemara is still speaking about a case that yoshen. The Gemara is still speaking about a case that he's sleeping. But now the Gemara added another element, that sleeping alone is not that because the Gemara asked that sleeping alone is not good enough. So that's what the Gemara says. You have two things happening here. You have both yoshen, that he's sleeping, and kofus, that he's tied up. Says the Mishnah, the husband threw a get at her. But we have a question, and the Gemara will of course discuss this question extensively. Karvlo, the halacha is if the get is closer to her, megureshes. Karvloi, if it's closer to him, ain't megureshes. Mechza, if it's not clear, megureshes or ain't megureshes. She has the halacha megureshes or ain't megureshes, as we've learned many times. That means that she is to some degree considered like a divorced woman, and to some degree she's not. The Kain Linyan Kedushin, if the same halacha applies by Kedushin, if he threw at her the money or the shtar with which he's going to be Mekadosh her, if it's closer to her than it is, closer to him, she's not. The Kain Linyan Chayiv, and the same thing, says the Mishnah, is regarding money that's owed. If somebody threw money. The Malva said to the Loiva, when they're in the Rishus Rabbim, throw to me the money you owe me. The Zarkaloi. And the Loiva threw at the Malva the money. So, if Karav la Malva, if the money is closer to the Malva, Zocha Malva, it became the Malva's. And therefore, if anything should happen to the money afterwards, the loiva will not be responsible because the money was already given to the malva. Karv la loiva, if the money is closer to the loiva, then it belongs to the loiva still. And if something should happen to the money, the loiva will be responsible. Haloiva chayiv. Machza, when it's right in the middle, the loch is yechloiku. So many Rishonim ask the question that throughout Shas, whenever we have a question about such a situation, we say Hamotzi b'chaveroi all of haraya. Well, over here, the Gemara is saying Yechloiku, that we should divide the money. So the Rashbah says, because over here we have two competing chazakas. On one hand, you have a chazaka of Cheskes Chiyuv. On the other hand, you have a chazaka of Cheskes Marv Kama. And since we have two competing chazakas, the loch is yachloiku. Says the Gemara, hechidami, so we spoke now about karav law and karav law. So ask the Gemara, hechidami karav law, hechidami karav law. Explain, ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, umarav, arba amish law. If it's within half four amis, karav law. Arba amish loy, zer karav law. And the way to understand is that Chazal made a rule that the dalet amis of a person, anything that's within my dalet amis is considered mine. How could have Chazal made this? So many Rishonim say that Chazal made this rule through the halacha of Hefka Bezdin Hefka. Others say that Chazal have a right, we say, called Mekadosh Adat, the Rabban Mekadosh, and with that principle, the halacha is that the gets a get. But from here we see a very interesting concept. The halacha that a person get, the person's dalet amos are his, are din the rabbonim. So that means that chotzer is only hers mid the rabbonim. A get to be valid has to be valid mid the raisa. So we see a rabbonim takana works for a deraisa. And the Ramban explains the why is that the case. Because as we've quoted many times in our shiurim, called the Mekadosh adat the Rabbanon Mekadesh, and therefore the Rabbanon are the ones that are controlled. Others explain that the reason a kinyan the Rabbanon is valid, they explain, is because, as we just said, we apply the concept of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. And Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker is so strong that Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker makes that property is hers. And since we have the concept of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, since that is the basis of Dalar Amos, that anything that's within your Dalar Amos becomes yours, that's why the get is valid Midaraisa. Continues the Gemara, Hechi Dami, now that we've explained the Mishnah this way, what is the explanation of Mechza? Mechza, Omer of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Kigoyin Shaya Oimdim bar Arba Amos. They're both within 8 Amos of each other. And the get is in between. So we don't know exactly where the get is. Is it closer to him or closer to her? Says the Gemara. If that's the case, we should see who came first. And whoever came first, their Dalar Amos extend from where they were. And anything past that cannot be the other person's. They both came at the exact same time. Ask the Gemara, that is impossible that they came exactly at the same time. Says the Gemara, Elam Rav Kahana, we're talking about there's an area of 8 Amos between the two of them. The get yoitz b'toch arba Amos shaloi la'arba Amos shalod. The get is going from his area into her areas. Says the Gemara, v'ogigabei, if the get is in the area that overlaps the two of them, so that means the get was not completely deposited in her area. And the halacha is that for a get to be considered a valid get, as we've been learning in our shurim, it has to be v'nosim b'yodo, or v'nosim b'chatzeira. You have to put the get into a hand. You have to put the get into a chatzer. And these are not cases where the get is being put in a hand or a chatzer if part of this get is still part of where the get is still within his area. Says the Gemara, El Rav Rav Yosef Darmi Tavayu, Hocha B'shtei Kiti Edom Eskinen. We have two different pairs of Edom, and they have a dispute. Ach Semeres Kar V'loi, one pair says that the aid, that the get is closer to him, Vach Semeres Kar V'loi, closer to her. So Tosfos asks that whenever we have a question, a machloikis like this, we rely on the chazaka. And this is a case of, so this woman has a cheskes eshes ish. So why don't we rely on that chazaka? The halacha should tell us that chazaka makes that she should be considered a cheskes eshes ish. So Tosfos answers that when you have two pairs of edim contradicting each other, the Gemara Masechet Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says that by trei utrei we can't rely on chazaka. Rav Yochanan says the Gemara has an entire different explanation to this Mishnah. Rav Yochanan Amar Karv Lo Shanina Afilu Mei Amar. Rav Yochanan is not prepared to accept that everything we're speaking about is within Dalar Amos, and therefore Rav Yochanan says that it could be considered closer to her, even if it's 100 amos away. And Karv Lo Shanina could be even 100 amos. So what is the case? Anything, I think Gemara's going to explain what that means in a moment. Hey, Chidami, what is the definition? Ask the Gemara Mechza, Mechza. Explains the Gemara, Omer of Shem, Ver Abel, Adim, Mefashtam, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained to me what he meant. Hu Yochel Shomroi, if to get into the place that he could watch it, V'hi ain't a yachal shamra, and she cannot. Zeh karv loy is considered closer to him. He yachal shamra, if the get is in a spot where she could have control of it, v'hu ain't a yachal shamra, and he cannot. Zeh karv loy, and therefore it's considered a valid get. If shneim yachayim l'shamra, but if it's in a place that both of them could have equal control of it, or shneim any yachayim, or both of them could have equally not have control of it, that is the example of Machzah Mechza. Says the Gemara, Amru Rabbanan Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmei de Rabbi Yonason Hachi, they told Rabbi Yochanan that this is the way that Rabbi Yonason explained our Mishnah, Amma, Yodn Chavroi, he said, to our colleagues from Bavel, Lefrushikai Tama, he said, this is a wonderful pshat. And he was meaning to praise Rabbi Yonason. The Rabbi Yonason from Bavel was a wonderful Talmud Chochem and was able to come up with such a wonderful pshat. And as Rashi explains, because Rabbi Yonason was originally from Bavel, and then he came to Eretz Yisrael. Tanya Mihochi says the Gemara, the Braisa also supports Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. Rabbi Lezor, I'm a kol shukar v'loy miloy, wherever it's easier for her to have access than for him. And then a dog came and took it away. Enim agreshes. Ask the Gemara, enim agreshes, why? Kol hechad in teri v'nezel is the obligation of a woman to watch a get forever. If the moment the get was given, it was given and placed in the proper way, the fact that afterwards something happened should be immaterial. Allah says the Mahakama, Kar shukar v'loy miloy. If the get is closer to him than to her, v'il ba'kel v'notloy. But if a dog came and would take it, who yachal shamroy? He could protect it. He any yachal shamroy. So even though if we look at the fez of at the physical place or where the get was, it's closer to her, that is not the significant factor. What the factor is who could watch it, who could control it better. And if he, the husband, has better control than the wife, the halacha is Einam Agreshes. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana. Shmuel calls Rav Yehuda Shinana throughout Shas. The two pshatim, one pshat is because he was very sharp, Shinana. Another pshat is he had sharp teeth. Says the Gemara, what is the definition of our Mishnah when it says karv lo, kitesha tesuach v'titlena? That if she could bend down from where she's standing and pick up the get, that is considered that's in her spot. Karv loy is that he could bend down and pick it up. Machza mechza means when they both, the get is in a spot that both of them could bend down and pick it up. But he says, v'at. When a question like this comes to you, when somebody threw a get to his wife from Shus Rabim, don't rely on any of what we just said. Loi tavet uvda, don't rely on the get. Add the mata get to liyadei, because until you rely, the get comes actually into our hand. And I saw that the Ramban, the Karban Nisanal, explained that the explanation of this Gemara goes back to something that we discussed earlier in our shir. Earlier in our shir, we discussed if somebody has ownership of an area only midrabanon, is that really make it his area to forget that we want to be valid midraisa to be adequate? And what Shmuel was saying, that all these halachas that we're learning, that you take ownership of this area, are only good midrabanon. And if he was telling him, he was telling Rabbi Yehuda, I don't want you to rely on such a method, which is only valid midrabanon, to affect a get, which we want should be valid midaraisa. Says the Gemara. V'chelin Kedushin, the same halacha that we learned by Karav Law and Karav Law, is also applicable, says the Gemara, regarding Kedushin. Amrav Asi, Amrav Yoichanan. Legitin Amru, this that we discussed, that Karav Law Megoreshes, and Rabbi Yoichanan said that even if it's very far away, as long as she has control, that is enough. It only works as far as gittin, not for davracha, which means a halva. For halva, there, just because you have control over it, doesn't mean it was given to you. And the Rishonim explain why we're more lenient by gittin than we are by a chayv, because as we've learned so many times, a get can be given bal karcha. And since a get can be given bal karcha, that's why there's a special halacha that we can rely on this to be considered a valid reception of the get. In other places, bal karcha is not an option. Another pshat, the Chasam Sofer suggests, again, very much part of the theme of our shir, the Chasam Sofer says that by gittin, even if something is not going to work midaraisa, it's still acceptable, a kinyan derabanan, going back because called mekadesh adat derabanan mekadesh. And therefore, even though we can make an argument that it shouldn't be valid, the halacha will make it valid. But that's only, says the Chasam Sofer, by Gittin. We don't have such a concept in other areas of halacha. Esrei Rabbi Ravasi, we learned in our Mishnah, the Kehilim and Kedushin, that the same halacha that applies by Gittin applies by Kedushin. Answers the Gemara, that isn't a question. Shani Hasam, because the Torah speaks about the Yotzah V'Hoysa, the Ksiv V'Yotzah V'Hoysa. So what the Torah is doing with that Pasuk is saying that all the halachas of Kedushin and Gittin travel together. So if we're learning in our shir today that it works for Gittin, it'll work for Kedushin. Esvei, says the Gemara we learned in our Mishnah, the Chen Linyan Chayiv, that's Zorakli Chayvi. If the Malva tells the Loiva, throw to me the money you owe me. Vazarkla, and he threw it. Karvla Malva, and if it came closer to the Malva, the halacha will be that the Loiva is no longer responsible. It's considered as if the Malva got paid. Karvla Loiva, but if the money remained closer to the Loiva, Haloiva Chayiv, then the Loiva will remain responsible. It's as if the Malva never got his money. So we see that this halacha is said even by halva. Hence, the Gemara, Hakamai Skinen. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Linyan Chayiv? Damaloi, when the Malva explicitly said Zroikli Chayiv v'Tifter. So since he said expressly Zroikli Chayiv v'Tifter, he gave up his rights. Iachi says the Gemara Maila Memra. So if that's what the Malva said, what is the Chiddush? Of course, the Malva gave up his rights. Answers the Gemara, he said that I want you to treat this Malva case like a Gittin case. So guess the Gemara, so Gittin, we know it works, as we've been learning through our shir. So Kati Maila Memra, so what is the Chiddush? Marate Matzah Amalei Meshata Nibach. I really didn't mean what I said, Kamash Malon, that if he said it, he means it, and the halacha by halva will be the same halacha as by gittin. Amar Chizda, get biyada. If there's a get in our hand, or meshicha biyadai, but there's a string attached to the get, and he's still holding on to the get. Im yochel natkai. If he could pull the string, ulavia etzloi, and still be able to pull the get back to himself, ain't a megreshes. Then she's not divorced. Vimlav. But if it's not that strong, then she is megreshes. My tama, why is this the halacha? Says the Gemara, because be'inan v'krisis. The critical fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs, that the Torah requires krisis, they should be completely separated. And if he could schlep the get back, then we don't have a full krisis. The Tver Shloima says that even though sometimes Klal Yisrael do things that Kodesh Baruch Hu should want to distance himself from us. As long as he's connected, we learned that our Gemara still connected, they're not divorced. And that's what he says, the Baal Shem Tov explains, the Pasuk says, Yaakov Chevel Nachlosoi. Yaakov is Chevel Nachlosoi. Yaakov is tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael are tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a string. And as long as we try to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a string, we're not completely separated. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hois Yodah Kasui Ketafris. If her hand was made that the hand is facing downwards, the Zarkla, and he threw the get into her hand, Abi Shigil got the Yadai. Even the get reached the hand, and him egregious. But ask the Gemara, why? Obviously the reason is because the get's going to fall down. But even if it falls down, ask the Gemara, Amai, Kikar Nafal, Baba Didas Kanafal. It falls down into within her four Amis. And we've been learning throughout our shir that if it's within our four Amis, it's a good get. Answers the Gemara, the case is talking B'dalai Nech. The get never fell down, fell into the hand, never fell on the ground. It got burnt up. But ask the Gemara, the Tigris Baba Amis, well, once the get came within Dalar Amis of a hand, so we've been learning that anything that's within your Dalar Amis is yours. So why is it not a good get? Tifshe Debay Rabbi Loza, should this not be an answer to what Rabbi Loza asked? That Abba Amish Amr Yeshlan Avar Ein La'Avar, when we speak about the Avar, the Dalar Amis, does that include the airspace or not? And it seems that from our Gemara, we have a clear picture, the Ein La'Avar, it's not considered that the airspace is not included. Answers the Gemara, Hakamai Skinan, by Menes Lagaba Ar. She was standing right on top of the river, her hands facing down, and he threw the get that into their hands. So when he threw the get was going to go into that big river. The mikara leibudkoi, the get was always going to go there. And since it was always going to end up in that space, that's not considered a situation of a nasan biyada, and that's why it's not a valid get.